I'm at the heart of Qatar's cultural village. I'm heading to Qatar Studios, a studio responsible for these. For the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022.
Remember to always spread love and be yourself.
And now they face two more challenges, the opening and closing ceremonies, for which we had a sneak preview. And that's all we can play, because so much of what they're creating here can't yet be revealed.
One of the projects I'm working for this FIFA is medleys, which means you have to join different music together like a piece of puzzles. The last few months is in my head all the time. What can I do? What can I make it better? Is this really happening? Or what can I do? What else I can add it? What else I can contribute?
The music for the World Cup is something that we're really proud of. It's a product that is being listened by many, many fans around the world. You have also the official mascot of the World Cup, La'ib, which is, you know, you can call him a Qatari product.
Qatar Studios will go into their big match in good form, having produced the official music videos and World Cup mascot, La'ib.
We decided to go with sort of a Pixar route, since it is an animated cartoon character type feel.
That's cute.
And we wanted a very modern Pixar sort of feeling when we approached the music, but with little elements of Arabic music, traditional music, Arabic instruments.
It all takes time to build, but the effect should be quite magnificent. Maybe 60, 70, 80 piece orchestra. As actually well as working with male choirs, female choirs, sometimes together, sometimes in separate sections, then building those layers so that we get in production values like the sound of 200 voice, 200 piece choir.
This is what you need.
Qatar Studios is responsible for the official World Cup songs, and they shared these moments from the making of the music videos. And fans from around the world will have to tune in to the opening ceremony and see how it all comes together. Laura Khan, Al Jazeera, Qatar, Doha.